Now I got some shit on the way.
Wait, for real?
You don't even know about this right here. It's a little... meet you with a little...
Ooh, yeah. That's what you slide it on?
I might skate on it, it's just...
This is definitely a song at the skating rink. You got the fro out.
Now I'm just gliding. Yeah, now you're gliding.
See, I wish I was around for this time. This era.
I learned how to double dutch, break dance, b-boy, all that stuff.
This one, life was good. No social media.
Like, the I never got happened. To play with a fire hydrant. I never got to do that. You know how many kids was playing with fire hydrants back then, having a ball, let the car come through and stuff?
Summers in New York.
Baseball in the street.
Never got to do that either.
Like, man. You ever play on Manhunt? Like outside? Like,
nah.
What? You never played Manhunt?
Never.
Bugging.
I got robbed as a child. Shit, when you black, you're grown early.
This nigga said rob. Nah, he said no Manhunt.
Take these books.
Booty tag.
Get a job.
You gotta play a little booty tag.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
Play pause.
What else like it's fun? Ding Dong Ditch?
Of course. Okay. Of course.
So you play Ding Dong Ditch,
but the kids
Manhunt?
Can't even do that anymore. Like, imagine how, like,
you got the fucking ring shit. This shit catch you like.
I didn't even think about the ring camera. I just know we live in a crazy time. You get up getting killed.
Especially in Georgia. Like, that shit's allowed. Shit.
But yeah, this is it.
I'm lying. I get old enough, I'm trying to make music like this.
Ooh. So you watch all MLB that come on TV?
This is new since sometime last year. Like, I've always been a Mets fan, but watching all baseball, that shit is brand new. That's new. Watching tennis is new.
Keep it a buck. You think y'all gonna win this year? The entire thing, the Mets?
You want the honest to God truth? I think we'll go to the NL Championship. And I think if we play the Dodgers, I think we'll lose this
time. Dodgers are the best team in baseball this year.
But here's what I will say. I think if we take the Dodgers 7 games, I think we'll win.
Ooh, that's a tough, though. That's
a tough cookie. That. And I say if we beat the Dodgers, I think we will definitely win the World Series. But that's what I think it's about.
I think people counting this out. People counting the Braves out, man.
Y'all have...
Obviously, we're not having a great year or better than last year, but I still feel like we kicked in just in time. The playoffs about to start. We can make it right back to the championship.
It's not even that y'all kicked in respectfully. It's the Mets fell off. Because all the Mets had to do...
But y'all did that last year. Y'all always do that.
And at the same time, yeah, y'all clinched... But y'all clinch like on some wild card. And you know what wild card really means, so don't do that.
Hey, let the chips fall where they may. We're in. All you need is an opportunity. Shit, the Giants won off a wild card. They won a Super Bowl.
Do not compare football to baseball.
I'm just saying, in terms of like being a wild card team, being counted niggas out, being the underdog.
In football, they're giving their all. It's one game. That's way different. It's one game.
You get the concept. You get what I'm putting down.
Don't y'all if y'all gotta play somebody like I think it's the Cardinals.
I'm not worried.
They're hot right now.
That Yankees Grand Slam was insane yesterday too.
I think it was funny that shit Aaron Judge was talking.
He might leave.
No.
I think so. Because remember, New York wasn't even trying to pay him at first.
I tell you, I was out there, they was treating that nigga like he was Superman.
They have no choice.
I'm talking about the fans.
Yeah, that's what the fandom has no choice. Because we live in an era now where, again, people control their own destiny. So he seen the reception that he was getting. He seen the Yankees didn't want to pay him like that to begin with. So it was like, all right, let me prove myself.
Nah, he breaks his record. That nigga getting that motherfucking contract. Well, at least he deserves it at that point.
They give him the key to the city. Key to the Bronx.
That's nasty.
Key to the Bronx.
That's nasty. I don't even want to say nothing. I don't want to say nothing. I want all respect. I don't want no problems. But what? A key to the Bronx?
You will take the key for Queens?
I don't deserve that.
Why not?
I haven't done anything for Queens to deserve the key of Queens. Niggas would kill me. I would never be able to go to Queens if a nigga that lives in Georgia got the key to Queens. What the fuck? Hell no.
I'm screaming. But yeah, this is it. This is it. Man, we potted.
We potted?
We are potted.
I'm on with you.
Well, first off, peace, love, salutations. What's going on? It's Trey. I know it's been a minute. It's been a hot minute. I want to say it's been a month and a half, maybe, since the last time I've done a pod. Kind of nervous. On the date, kind of nervous right now.
Excuse me.
But I got my boy Omari M's in the booth, you know what I'm saying?
Not in the booth. I appreciate you having me, you know?
On the couch.
In the place to be.
Right. I'm sure everybody's trying to figure out where Scott. I feel like we should just tackle this first before we even introduce the pod. I don't even know what episode I'm on. I want to say 160. Can you look that up for me? That's the one request I do ask. Go to Spotify and look it up for me. But first and foremost, shout out to my boy, Scott. You know what I'm saying? Miss you, bro. I know it's been a minute since we chopped it up. But yeah, we're just in this transition now to where, you know, Scott has moved to Arizona. And so it has been a little bit more difficult to consistently hold a pod, be on the same time schedule every week. That's really what it is. So, hey, man, what I'm going to do is continue to push the pod forward, continue to push the brand forward, and Scott will be on. I'm sure we'll hear from him again soon. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're going to hold down the pillar, brother. I love you. Stay safe. Stay blessed. Continue to do great things and flourish, King. You know, your spot is always here. But yeah.
Hey, much love, bro. And please let
Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. Okay. But let us know when we could also come out there to AZ.
Yeah. I would love to
take the trip.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, welcome back to the Bro Chillians podcast. It's been, like I said, a month and a half, maybe two. I don't even know. I lost count. Episode 160. Shout out to the first timers, the last timers, and in-betweeners for coming back off this hiatus, off this sabbatical, off this pause, this pregnant pause.
You could say. So this means you're uploaded today as in Thursday.
That is correct, Amundo. Okay.
Heard.
I'm going to try to get back to the regular schedule on Tuesdays to record the pod. Wednesdays, we're going to drop it. So, yeah.
See, I was just asking because, you know, I listen.
I'm sure everybody wants to know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Crazy. And so, again, this is an open forum. Any questions, y'all hit me up, too. Hit my jack. You know what I'm saying? But how you feeling, King? How you feeling? First and foremost, I appreciate you to begin with for sitting in with me doing this pod from a long sabbatical.
You know, this is nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Been doing this for some time. I feel like, yo, you used to do this here. So, yeah, it's nothing. But how I'm feeling. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling blessed. Yo, I was really sitting at, what was that? I was at the park watching Makai this weekend. And while just watching him, I was thinking to myself, like, yo, I really have no problems. Like, I've been blessed with so many things this year, to go to so many places and just do a lot of shit. So, it's like, I've been feeling really blessed. Like, more grateful than ever. And that's not me trying to be humble for the pod. Dead ass. So,
Hey, think good thoughts. You have a project out.
Oh my god, yeah.
I'm not trying to be that guy.
You're not.
But hey,
let's
think give good some thoughts recognition is out. To that.
It's on all platforms. Feel free to stream that. I'm going to keep it a buck. I feel like it really isn't about streaming a project right now. Listen to it if you want, but definitely check out this track called Feelings on Wax. I feel like that's my best penmanship to date, personally. Mm. Other than that, you know, enjoying this fall weather. Fall starts tomorrow? Fall starts today,
It's hard to even say because it's 90-degree weather still.
October's next week. Yeah, yeah, not there. Well, speaking fall, autumn. So it's like, I'm happy that I'm about to get into that bag as far as, like, dressing and really feeling, hopefully, that weather. That's why I'm going to Chicago in the month because it's like, I want to feel the cold.
This is also my favorite time of the month. First and foremost, because like you said, the style. I'm not a fashionista or anything crazy, but I like to put that shit on every now and then. You know what I mean?
Talk about it.
Second, sports. Baseball, playoffs about to start.
Oh, my God.
Basketball season is upon us in a few weeks.
Yeah.
At least preseason is. NFL.
Oh, come on. Let's just throw it out there right now. We haven't spoken about sports. We're not going to get into sports to start it off, but just out of curiosity, what two teams are in the Super Bowl?
Off of week two?
Come on, just throw it out there. Because it's like the beginning.
Buffalo.
Okay.
Buccaneers.
Buffalo Buccaneers. Okay. I'm going to go Buffalo. They're not going to take it back.
So we're into sports.
Now
we're into sports. This is, I guess, the segue to the first topic.
I feel the same as you. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
it's looking like that.
People counting Brady out per usual. You know what I'm saying? They see the ambiguity he's been dealing with on the sidelines. The throwing the iPad. What's his name? Mike Evans got ejected, suspended for one game.
Yo, I ain't trying to be funny. Does Brady look funny in the face to you lately?
He looks old.
Okay, I thought it was.
I think that's what it is more than anything.
Okay,
I think he's in the best shape as he can be at this point in his career.
Copy. Now I think realistically, I think he'll get it. I ain't gonna fuck around and play. But I like the idea of him versus Josh Allen because I feel like Josh Allen's gonna be that next quarterback. Oh yeah, you got him, Herbert, everybody
Mahomes.
Else. But I feel like Josh Allen is really him as far as quarterbacks go. Like, I feel like he has the whole package.
No doubt.
As far as being able to run the ball, he has great vision. He's going to get the ball.
No doubt. He's a top five quarterback. I just think.
Three.
Top three?
Yeah.
Who's above him? Mahomes?
Brady's above him. Call me crazy, but I say a toss up between Rodgers and Mahomes. Rodgers is him. I just hate his team. Like, his team.
His team is nasty. He needs to get out of there. He either needs to retire at this point or...
No, he's not getting out of there. He's going to retire.
Yeah. I feel bad. He lost his Devontae Adams.
He has a good situation, though, in Vegas.
Right. And that's his high school... Or it's not high school, but college
quarterback. College quarterback, yeah.
So... But, I don't know. It's week two. It's still early, you know? Lamar Jackson, pay that man. I don't know if you've seen that game, the Dolphins.
Yo, that shit Ravens. Fucked me in fantasy football.
Fantasy,
I'm 0-2
in both. It might be over for me
both
this year.
Leagues, I'm 0-2.
Well, in the league that we have, I'm 2-0.
Starting right now, like, I think this week going forward, I should be able to switch it around for both teams. But I'm dead-ass 0-2, and in neither league have I broke 100 points yet.
Mm. That's nasty. But I told you about your quarterback situation. You had Mac Jones. You was bound
to lose.
He's
backup. He's my backup. My starting quarterback is...
But I wouldn't even put him as the backup. Off the walk from the draft.
I can't think of his name.
Remember that nasty walk he had? Just solely off the whack when he got drafted.
But he had a solid season for like... I ain't gonna lie. Last year he had a solid season.
It was
safe.
So yes,
as backup, I felt cool. Matt Stafford, as far as starting... I ain't gonna lie, that was a bad choice on me.
Yeah.
That was a bad choice. I was keeping a whole buck. That was a bad choice. I can't tell you who was on the board at the time. Bad choice. It is what it is.
But I think around that time, it might have been Kyler Murray, and it may have been one more other quarterback.
You don't remember that far.
No, I do. Because around that time, I remember who was available.
That,
Is his shoulder or is it his arm?
I'm fucked up because I was about to say Dak Prescott. All I could think about is Dak Prescott's hand. I can't tell you about the situation with Stafford. He's good to play. Like, he's playing.
But yeah.
He was questionable last week. You brought up Kyler Murray. Did you hear about the whole slap situation?
Yeah. Did you see the video? Yeah.
He didn't get hit. Yo.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, Kyler Murray got hit in the face by a fan.
That was not a hit.
That was a hit.
The fan definitely had no business putting his hand on his face, but it really looked like he did, like, some wipe across the face. It didn't look like a...
But why are you touching my face?
Did you see his head move at all when he got touched? That's more so what I'm getting at. Like, Kyler Murray just looked at him.
I would have to see the video right now, real time.
All right, I'm not going to play it, but when I watched the video, it's like Kyler Murray really just looked at him after that. It wasn't like he got slapped on some, like, his head did any type of movement.
Hmm.
That's more so why I thought it was crazy. Like, yeah, the fan does deserve whatever he gets, but it's like he did not slap him. Maybe kick him out, ban him.
I forget what game it was. There was a fan, apparently, that was drunk and threw a projectile at the owner of an NFL team.
Oh, that's it.
I want to say it was a
water bottle.
No, that's it. No, he's already facing jail time, I think. Three misdemeanors. Yeah.
I mean, I guess they would say it's like some type of assault.
Yeah, then it's like to an assault to a billionaire at
that's
that.
That's crazy.
He has the best lawyers in the world.
God damn.
I can't tell you what team it is, but I don't know. I thought that was interesting news. Was there anything else that I have in sports?
Keep it on that sports for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
The Mets are leading the NL East. They have clinched. This has been the first time in the past 5 years. Yes, the Braves have clinched as well. You know, congratulations to y'all. Y'all are wild card.
I don't know why you keep saying wild card. Like, that's a diss. And we made it in.
We'll see what happens. Aaron Judge, he's about to crack the Yankees world record. I think he has one more to go.
Albert Pujols is about to break the record
right,
also,
well, he's playing right now, so I can't tell you what's going on. But he might crack it. He might crack the 700. I seen that. Mm-hmm. That's about it as far as I know is baseball. As far as sports, that's all I got.
NBA.
Giants are undefeated right now.
Giants are undefeated.
How your football team doing?
I don't have a football team.
Stop.
If we're referring to the Falcons, that's not my team. Stop.
You can't drop a team.
I've never picked them up, bro. I never picked them up to begin with.
You're Atlanta everything. Stop that.
Am I?
Yeah.
I just think I'm a Georgia Bulldogs fan.
A
Hawks fan and Braves.
And a Bulldogs fan. And a Braves
that don't mean
fan.
That don't mean I gotta like the Hawks.
Just say
so I salute them from a distance. Bro, I salute.
Y'all
hey,
literally hear
love,
him saying he likes every team that does well, but the team.
The Hawks do well. They just started doing well.
They've been a playoff.
From Josh Childress and Marvin Williams.
Y'all been making the playoffs since at least 2014, 13.
No, we missed the playoffs a couple years
in
14, between.
Y'all went. Correct me if I'm wrong. In 2014, y'all went to the Eastern Conference Finals against
Miami. And then they split up that team shortly after, right?
And y'all was still I didn't say y'all was making the playoffs and going that far.
We missed the playoffs between 14 and now. Okay. We've missed the playoffs. I would. Come on. I watched my team.
All right.
So it's like, again, it's not that the Hawks are winning NBA championships. They've had down years. The Braves have had terrible years. The Bulldogs, we've had unranked years.
The Braves made the playoffs for like the past 8 years.
You get what
they've clinched their division.
You get what I'm saying.
Seven of the past.
So what you're saying is we're winners, basically.
No, I'm saying that you choose to be a fan of the teams in Atlanta that do well, but the one team that doesn't do well.
Atlanta, the Falcons, they didn't do well. They didn't have their years. They went to the Super Bowl.
Stop. They had their year.
Don't do that because the Falcons had years of consistently making it to the playoffs, NFC Championship game. Like, yeah, they had years.
Consistently making it to the NFC Championship game?
Maybe once or twice they made it to the NFC Championship. But they were a consistent playoff team, a 10-win a season type of franchise. I'm talking about the time where they had what was it, Tony Gonzalez, Julio was in his prime.
Michael Turner. I know what you mean. Michael Turner. Come on, man.
That was disrespectful. If Michael Turner.
Mad respect to Michael Turner. Mad respect. I hate that I said it like that. I apologize.
But that's enough of sports. Oh, last thing about sports. People have been going crazy about LeBron's hair. He went bald.
Oh, no. LeBron just opened up the Innovation Center at the Nike campus.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I remember when that was a headline last year. We might have covered it on the podcast,
He has a tennis court. I'm saying that wrong. Excuse me. He has a soccer field, basketball court, and then a track field where you just, get your run on. So, yeah, shout out to him for that. 75,000 square feet.
The Brett Favre news was crazy, too.
I have not heard of it. I keep seeing things about Shannon Sharpe and Terrell Owens, so please inform me.
Long story short, from what I know, Brett Favre used some kind of fund money from the government of Mississippi to fund whatever he needed and was trying to cover it up. So
what did he need?
For one, I think it was like a facility for his daughter, for her and her team to play volleyball at some university.
Okay. So he did like shit that like politicians do.
Awesome shit.
That's hard.
That's hard? No. Hard. Here, let me pull up the exact.
That's like what Ghost did with like that Queen's Project.
Are you comparing power to real life?
I'm just saying. It's like the Queen's Child Project.
Hold on one second. Let me see. I know it was some crazy shit.
Mad random.
Welfare scandal.
A welfare scandal. What the fuck is that even?
The state of Mississippi is suing former NFL quarterback and Hall of Famer Brett Favre and others for allegedly they misspent millions of dollars that have been allocated for welfare. Newly revealed text messages from 2017 indicate that former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, who left office in 2020, was aware of the arrangement and that the money was intended to help low-income families. After being funneled through a nonprofit, it eventually went to Favre to help build a volleyball facility at the University of Southern Mississippi, the lawsuit alleges. Favre, who has thwarted a 20-year career, blah, blah, blah. We know that.
So he's pretty...
Yeah. Yes. Basically.
That's funny.
Like, where else did y'all think that money went, though?
This nigga's the
like, all seriousness.
Okay.
But it pretty much squandered more than $20 million from the stakes.
Wait, no. Hold up. So, they gave money to Brett Favre thinking he was going to give it to families in need?
Hey, man, you should never trust a man with Wrangler jeans.
I guess, right?
Giving him, yeah, that's wild. Why would you give a white man, with all due respect, money to help black families? Like, I'm not saying like that's rude, or I'm not trying to say, but there's so ideally, many black family. Excuse me, there's so many black NFL players that help within communities. Why would you not give the money to like one of them or like one of their charities? Why would you not give the money to a charity? Like, you just gave it to Brett Favre?
You're making too much sense.
But you're not telling me that they just gave Brett Favre money.
And then he tried to cover it up. They knew exactly what the bag okay. they were getting into.
Respect. We on football
players. Because like you said, politicians just get away with this every day. This
is freaking Brett Favre. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
And that's why Shannon Sharpe has been highlighted in the media so much, because he called him out. Everybody's not really talking about this or bringing awareness to the situation. A fucked up situation at that. They're just kind of sweeping it under the rug, like, Favre did some shit. Let's keep it pushing.
God damn. Is Favre worse than Herschel Walker?
Herschel Walker is tweaking.
Did he do something?
He's a tweak. He gets on TV and says, I've been secretly an FBI agent.
No, like, but are they chopping his words up? Because every time I go on YouTube, all I see is, like, they're making this man look like he's a villain.
No, he's saying some egregious statements.
He said that he's contemplated, like, murder before and shit like that.
And he's aligning with Trump also. I think that's another.
Oh shit. See, I had no idea. Like, all I see is the fucking commercials on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Wow. My apologies for the F-bomb.
And I hate YouTube ads, by the way. Why do I have to pay $10 to not see any of the propaganda?
Yeah, get your money up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm a brokey. You're right.
But I'm on the same page as you. Like, nigga, I'm not paying for the YouTube. Come on, it's not that deep.
Right. Yeah. I guess we can kind of segue off of that. Nah, I don't know if you have
5 seconds.
Sports? Right, well, this is
no sports. No sports.
Okay.
I had to let you get off how you had to start the podcast, but there's like a crazy storm going on. A hurricane.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's like, I did just want
to... I wanted to talk about that.
Okay, cool. That's it.
Go ahead.
More so, I just want to send like prayers, thoughts, condolences. I know that I think it's been like 5 lives lost. I think it's 1 in Puerto Rico, 1 in DR, and I think there's...
You're referring to the hurricane.
Yeah.
Hurricane Fiona.
Yeah.
Right.
So apparently it went through Puerto Rico already. It went through DR. And I think not last night. So for them, it'd be 2 days ago. It went through Turks and Caicos. So it's like the shit's moving. I haven't looked at like, I guess what you would call the map that shows like the storm tracker.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't tell you where it's going next. But if it already hit Puerto Rico, I would assume it's going
to the right.
East. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And if it's going towards Turks, so yeah. So that sounds like it's just going to go to like, I guess, the Bermuda Triangle and die out in the Atlantic Ocean. But still, a lot of families have gone through a lot. Like, I think Puerto Rico had no power for the past 2 mm-hmm. days.
Millions.
They're getting flooded out. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Remember when I told you that I went out there and I met 2 plugs?
Mm-hmm.
So it just dawned on me, like, yo, let me check on them and just see how they're doing. So one of them had an iPhone. The other one had an Android. So the Android one went through green. The iPhone one, that shit went allegedly through blue. No,
I hear you.
But the one that's iPhone, it went through blue, but that shit didn't say delivered. And, like, still to this day, like, if I go check it out, it's sent as, like, a green text message. Like, they have no power for it. So it's like, I really hope everybody that lives out there is okay. The people that I've met, because y'all were so nice to me. Like, I hope y'all are fine.
1,000%. 1,000%. You know what I'm saying? Thoughts and prayers, condolences, you know? And I come from that background as well, too. So it kind of hits me a little different in that sense. But what's the iller part about it? Our government doesn't even really fund Puerto Rico or give a fuck about us just enough to even go in and do tourists. Something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's kind of like the equivalent when President Bush, I shouldn't even say President Bush, that's just nasty coming out of my mouth. But
Katrina
like
shit.
The Hurricane Katrina, you know, it's like how long does it take for you to send reinforcements, send aid, send help? At what point? You know what I'm saying? And I know you got to let the storm happen, but it's just the after effect. I can already kind of predict the bag that the United States gets in every time. Mm. The devil always shows. They got to tuck it in. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Also, if you want to donate, help anybody out there, there's a link or a website that you can go to called globalgiving.org. There you can donate. I want to say it's any amount of dollars, over $10, but... like, why not? I know a lot of y'all have visited there. A lot of y'all plan to visit there in the future. Help them out. Like, they're good people. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful country. So, yeah, that's just my spill on that.
What else did you have on your docket?
For real, I could give you... Now, here's the question, though. Do you want like serious topics or do you want?
I've been potted in 2 months. We can reach back and talk about some stuff from the past 2 months.
All right, I'm gonna let you sit on this one. So I'm gonna give you a question. Hopefully, you can answer by another pod. Just so far, top 5 rap albums this year. Like, I'll give you mine. But it's not fair because
I have. Give me to the end of the pod, but I want to hear yours.
So I have Joey Badass 2000.
I didn't really. I have to
go back. No, that shit is hard. That shit is hard.
It's that real boom bap for me. So I have to be in a specific setting to sit there and digest that.
No, see, it's boom bap, but if you listen to the beats also, it's like modern day boom bap. The beats are still very current. Like, I get what you're saying. The shit is hard, like top to bottom too. Mm. That Pusha T, It's Almost Dry. Obviously Kendrick. Niggas is fucking sleep. Niggas have to wake up. Oh my goodness, Conway and this motherfucking God Don't Make Mistakes.
And see, even with that, that's a acquired taste for a lot of people to delve into.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
So is Pusha T. It's Almost Dry.
Pusha T is Freddie more. Gibbs. I think he's.
But no, that Conway album, like, if you haven't heard it, really go check that out. Because I slept on that shit and I heard it like 2 months after it came out. That shit been on repeat. Like, ridiculously. This is a personal one, but I'm going to tell you which one could potentially replace it right after. Personal one is Vado Long Run 2. I feel like that album, is hard as fuck. But realistically, like, I haven't listened to that J.I.D. album, which I know will probably take the spot for that.
A lot of people saying that's the one also.
I haven't heard it yet, but I know that's probably one of them.
But you know what it is, too? I don't consume enough hip-hop music to even get you a top five, because that question is a loaded question in 2022. 8 years ago, I can give you an answer on everybody who dropped. The Coles, the Kendricks, the Drakes, the Wales, and I know those are the popularized names, but I can tell you specifically what albums came out this year. Or that year, rather. But, I mean, off the top of my head, Kendrick is on there. You Might Call Me Crazy. That Larry June. I love it. That new Larry June album, that's on there for me.
You talking about the one I just dropped, not the one with him and somebody else dropped one in, like, March.
I'm talking about the one that just recently dropped.
Okay, got you.
But I didn't mean to cut you off your five. You left off on Vado, my bad.
No, that was it. Remember, I said Vado and then the J.I.D. album would replace that. But that's it. And then I have one more music tape.
Mm-hmm.
Ari Lennox dropped. I listened to album. I listened to it on Friday. But let me be honest. On Friday, I skimmed through it and just added songs to my playlist. But then once you told me that we was popping, I was like, all right, let me listen to this album because I want to give a take on that. This album is better than her last album. And her last album is good as hell. I'm going to tell you how I went into it. I went into it and I was like, well, if I didn't listen to it the whole thing Friday, it couldn't have been that good. So I'm going to assume that her first album was better. When I was listening to it last night, there's literally one song on there. And the one song on there that's not for me, I feel like, personally, with all due respect, it's not for men like me. Like, it's not my bop. But everything else on there, and like when you hear it, it's like that girly bop. It's like, you know, girly pop, they shit, whatever. But everything else on there, fucking fire. I think she said the only difference between this album and her last album is that on this album, she had writers help her. On the last album, she wrote everything by herself. And I heard no difference. Like, whoever wrote for her, they wrote perfectly because she delivered that shit. Like, everything was perfect.
I think that did get snuck under the radar. But then again, I haven't been potting for a while, so I don't really know what's been talked about or what's being talked about a lot.
That was just Friday. You good.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
You good.
So you're talking about age, sex, and location.
Yeah, ASL. You know what that's from? Like, that's back in the day talk.
No, I don't.
We weren't outside, but my aunt was telling me that basically means like when I send you that, I'm just trying to fuck. So like, what's your age, sex, location, and like we can figure out what we're going after that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's ill.
That's hard.
It's not hard.
That's hard. Let's get straight to it.
I feel like
waste no time.
You're objectifying women.
No, because what happens when the woman asks the man that? It's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it would be the same thing.
But if both people have an understanding, what's the issue? I'm not saying, like, that's something I'd partake in. That's almost... I wouldn't say that's like free prostitution, almost.
She also dropped the EP, Away Message. Did you hear that?
Away Message. That had the song with Summer Walker. Yo, see? And on the EP, I added Queen Space to my shit. Didn't listen to it. I was just like, oh, that sound like a bop. The way it ends off the album... That shit is so fucking good.
So it's the outro for the new album.
On this one, it starts it off. And it's like, it's so funny. On the EP, it starts it off. Mm. It sounds so good as a fucking closer on that album. That's a great fucking closeout song.
I love that. That was very eloquent that she did that. I gotta get, so now I'm intrigued. I've always been intrigued because Ari Lennox, I love. I'm not gonna lie. Anytime she puts out something, I'm tapping in. But it's just been busy, to be honest. It's been a busy week for me. Also, Simba and DJ Drama dropped. I don't know if you heard.
I didn't
chance
know,
to get around to that.
I heard about it, but I'm most slow. What did I hear about? I heard about his freestyles more so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he snapped.
Same.
Yeah. Which made me go back. Literally, when we were kicking it last week, when I first got back, after you had left, I had went through. Remember, I was trying to work on a freestyle?
Right.
So I was like, let me just watch some freestyle videos. So I had went through the Funk Flex shit, and then I landed on one of his videos, and I was like, well, shit, let me catch a couple other ones. And it was more so dope, because it's like, I could look at bro, and so he's about my age, and it's like, that's the type of shit that make a nigga want to rap. So it's like, thank you, because a lot of niggas don't be rapping. So right. I appreciate that. Mm. So yeah, I'll definitely check that project out, most definitely.
I think that was all that I had in terms of new music. You did send me a Little Brother track earlier this week called Loving It. I don't know if y'all heard that, but I think
you know I
that's
that.
Where Drake got his flow from.
Well, no, it's all right. So, nah, you got it. That's some shit I just let go.
Nah, that's it. You want me to hold on to that?
Nah, you got it. I'm not trying to switch topics, but. When you go through your podcast, let's let the fans know. So when you go through your podcast, do you go through it through, I guess, like a topic list or a vibe way? Like, how do you go
It's really just a vibe way. It's wherever the conversation goes.
So right now we're talking about music. Does that mean you want to stay on entertainment or where you want to take it? Because I have one more thing I just want to throw out.
Bro, this is a conversation. This is not a podcast.
So check it out. Yo, so as far as...
I just happened to call it a podcast.
Ah, okay. I could fuck with that. But, as far as entertainment goes, there's a movie out right now called The Woman King. Dope as hell. I saw the preview for it, which made me want to go see the movie. And I did, I want to say I did a little research, but I did like a quick, I guess, 30-second dive. So I guess it's about this tribe from West Africa. Yeah. The tribe is called, and I pray I'm pronouncing this right, the Agogi tribe. They're from the kingdom of Nanami, and they were around in the 17th century. So this is directed by a black woman. Her name is Gina Prince Bythewood. It's about like, It's pretty obvious what the plot is. It's going to be African tribes fighting against the European captivators. But it's still interesting from the perspective that you're going to see an all-woman female tribe like really fuck these white men up. And I'm all for that. So it's like, you and your shorty go see that. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. Your shorty is from her ancestors are from where?
She's East African.
Come on, go see the movie.
Yeah. I do have a question, though, because I've been seeing a lot of flack about this movie. And
don't,
a lot of people disgruntled, but I'm unsure
don't
why.
Don't listen to that.
Okay.
Listen to the movie. Yeah, no. That's all. That's my last piece of that, though. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take a gander at it for sure. I'm a movie buff. You got any
TV shows that I could watch? I haven't asked anybody this question in a long time. Anything dope?
I don't have TV shows, but real quick before I forget about it, another thing that's been getting flack is...
Oh, shit. Not the flack, man. Come on with it. Act like.
The Little Mermaid.
Talk to me.
Being melanated. So it's been a lot of memes, a lot of disrespectful tweets, to be honest, disrespectful posts about Haley Bailey. I tried to make her Holly Berry. That's crazy.
Of her being
a black mermaid.
Oh, so they're saying like, well.
Because in the cartoon, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, if we really going to take it there, aren't mermaids technically like of evil, if we really going to take it there? So why does it even matter?
I mean, you make sense to me, but again, you know how the timeline works. You know how the internet works. So I'm here to bring it up.
Oh, all right. Well, my opinion of that is I could care less who the character is. Please put the fucking character in some fucking water. What is the deal with it looking like she's like...
It does look like she's in the water.
No, she does not look like she's
in the
water.
She looks like when the beat goes in the water.
Yeah, dead ass, bro. That's a good one. That's what it looked like. That shit don't make... She looks like she's in the most shallow of fucking water. Like, it's 3 feet. That shit is crazy. Put
Shorty
in the ocean. Yeah, right. Put her in the ocean, son. Like, I watched... you saw Aquaman? That nigga was in the ocean. Marvel only, my fault. I watched the DC movie.
No, it's not even Marvel only. Those are just bad movies.
All right, well, I have free time sometimes. Buff. So I watched you seen Titanic? Motherfuckers was in water, right?
Yeah.
Just make it look like she in water. That's all I'm saying. Jesus Christ.
Titanic was a horrible example.
They was in water. You seen Life of Pi?
Yes.
Okay, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like it's CGI, but it's still not Titanic, but Life of Pi is CGI. But the niggas still go underwater. You see him breathing bubbles underwater
and shit. Right. Maybe the budget wasn't there for it. I don't know.
For Disney?
Then again, Disney.
Yo, if I see this Disney movie and Shorty's underwater for 2 hours and there's not one bubble of water that comes out her nose, I'm going to go insane. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But what were we segue into about? You said something about TV. Oh, Bullet Train. Have you seen Bullet Train? I need you to go check that out.
The movie.
Yes.
My nigga. Hey, yo, that movie was so good. Brad Pitt, everybody. Yo, stars of the cast. Yeah,
Channing Tatum.
Yo, let me tell you.
What's buddy name that plays in Atlanta too?
I saw that shit on Shrooms. I can't think of his name right now, but he's a phenomenal actor.
Yes.
Like, I watched some, he has a movie where he was like this dude in Brooklyn where he just lost his key, but it, like, you gotta watch the movie. Yo, he's a good actor for real. And he's not one dimensional. Like, he's been in a lot of various roles. Mm-hmm. Nigga was in Eternals. Yeah, nah, I fuck with him. So yeah, that's that. Damn, bro. I saw that shit on Shrooms, just no, like, an experience. Hold that down though.
Oh damn. I'm trying to look up his
I told you to hold it down. I just said it on the podcast.
I'm trying to look up his name.
Yeah, I can't think of that right. Tyrell David. I know he has, I'm not trying to be funny, but he says his whole name, like first, middle, and last. So I know.
Yeah.
It goes by three names, but yeah. Dope dude.
yeah, but check that out. I know the shorties is going crazy, of course, because Bad Bunny was in it.
Oh, his scene. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Please just hear me out. We're gonna pause it if need be. When I saw that scene, the way he came in and the way they shot him, oh, I understood what every woman saw after that. I was like, that's hard. Like, the nigga came in with the suit.
right.
He didn't say a word for like the first 3 minutes. It was just, it's me. I understand.
And I'm sure that won't be his first cameo. He's gonna make several appearances. He's hot as fish grease right now.
Yeah, no, that was hard. So. That was hard.
Yeah. As far as TV shows, though, I know Severance, we kind of talked about a little bit off mic.
No, what's the... Bro, there's this show on Apple TV. I hate to look it up right now, but I have
to. No, do that. We need to make people aware of this.
There's this Issa Rae show that was on Apple TV.
You gonna bring it up and not tell her today?
Roar. Okay. So the show's called Roar on Apple TV. And basically what the show does, it shows you the traumatic things that women go through on a daily basis that men may not know about. But it shows you from the perspective of like a humorous point of view, where all you could do is just, you can laugh at it, but real deal, like, it's gonna make you really feel that.
And you said Issa Rae is the director. Like,
she's one of the stars. I think she's the director of the episode she's in.
Okay.
But like, it has Nicole Kidman, Issa Rae. It's one of the TV shows where each episode doesn't pertain to the last. It's just a different episode.
So, I like that. I love those.
No, that shit is hard. So what really brought me in is the first episode, Issa. So she's a black woman. She just got a great job. Where she works at, she got a higher position. So it's like, you know, she has more people are going to be under her listening to her ideas and shit. So her first meeting when she has this position, she steps in the office and it's her and four white men that are sitting down listening to her. So they ask her like, so Issa, what are your ideas on what we should do and how should we build the company up? Issa says all these ideas. The white men look at each other and just start speaking. Like, after she's done, they just start speaking and act like they heard nothing she said. So then Issa was like, do you guys hear me? Like, she's talking to them blatantly. Niggas don't hear at all. So basically, they go through the whole conversation and all the ideas that she said she wanted to do. They were like, yeah, so we're going to do this, that, that, and the third, da, 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 da. And she was like, that's not what I said at all. And basically, they literally just blatantly ignored her in front of her face. So it's like, I understand that from a black woman's point of view. But when you see the way that it happened, it's like, oh, it makes you feel that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I never felt that because I've never seen it happen. Like, I just know it happens to black women.
Yeah.
Seeing it happen visually, yeah, that shit is different.
And the sicker part, people don't even realize they're doing it. It's kind of like an unconscious bias.
No, I think these white...
Well, they blatantly know what they're doing, but it's other microaggressions that happen in the workspace that people may not know they're doing in the moment.
Oh, yeah, no, in the workspace, as far as that goes, definitely. Like, yo, let me give you an example. I used to work for this company. I won't say the name. There was this Asian gentleman that worked there, right? And there was this white lady. So we were having a conversation about whatever we were talking about. And in the middle of the conversation, the white lady asked him, are you Indonesian or are you Filipino? Like, out of nowhere. And the gentleman said, I'm neither. He said, I'm actually Korean. He said, she said, I knew you were one of them. And it was like,
what?
Yo. That's and she crazy. Said it and then continued to hold the conversation with him. And he's older than me. Like, he's at least 10 years my senior. Mm. So I wanted to, like, just look at him and just see maybe if I'm like, tripping. But he gave me the look, too. Like, yo, I can't believe it. And it made me think, damn, like, it's crazy that you would think that me and this Asian gentleman don't have that much in common, but it's like, damn, even though we're not the same, they still treat us like that. Right. Shit is crazy. So
it's deep, man. It's deep. But that definitely sounds compelling. I need to check that out and add that to my docket of shows to watch.
That's Apple. Like, I'm Apple Man. Apple Man, come on. Oh my God. Like, do your thing.
But I don't know of anything else that's TV. Like I said, I'm more of a movie head when it comes to that. I've been going back and watching some throwbacks. Training Day I seen the other day. The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3. I don't know why I put that on.
Because you from the Bronx.
Mm. I put on Wanted the other day.
I don't know how funny that is. Like, duh. That's why you would put it on.
I don't know why I cut on Wanted the other day with Morgan Freeman. Who else is in that?
Yo.
Angelina Jolie. That was a good movie.
That's a good movie. It's just the most bullshit I've ever heard in my... You know, like, come on, sir.
Curb the bullet, hey.
Mad random. I could give you some random things that could help you in life.
Absolutely, man. So check it out. We're here to uplift.
I don't know why. I know why, because it's like I'm trying to get a townhouse by the end of next year. Somehow, some way, we going to make this shit shake. So I was looking up, like, ways you could build your credit up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one's for the scammers and also for all the regular people out there. It's not a bad one. Don't look at me with that funny face. So if you have any old fraud claims on any accounts, bank accounts, credit, whatever it may be, dispute it. You don't have to do anything else. I'm going to give you an example. By the way, my name is James, right? James Chris? Mm-hmm. All right, so cool. So basically, I had this bank account where, you know, I dropped some nasty checks in there. And they definitely bounced, but, you know, I got the money, so I owed them about $3,300. I looked at my credit score recently, and I was like, oh, this shit is fucking up my credit score. I was like, I got to dispute this shit. I disputed it, and they said, are you sure that you didn't da-da-da-da-da? And I was like, yes, I'm sure it wasn't me. They removed this shit from my account, $3,300. So that was about, that was also built up with interest. So, like, that's just one thing. Just throwing that out there. Another thing, any bills that you have, whether it be a car note, cell phone, H&M shopping, whatever it may be, if you pay that off twice in 1 month, you can build your credit faster.
Make two payments.
Like, yeah. So instead of paying one, even if you want to split up your car note, like if you have a car note that's, like my car note right now is like 522. If I split it up to two payments, that helps me build my credit, even though I'm only paying the total of 522.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing. Everybody that's
just dropping the jibs.
Well,
okay,
yeah, I just want people to know because it's like, yeah,
my air horns?
No, I'm just saying because it's been lit for me like this year. So it's like I want other people to be able to benefit off things I've been benefiting.
Scott,
from.
I need you with the air horns and gunshots, bro. This the part.
Like, what's the other one? So, yeah, everybody that was in college. I think y'all know this, but more specifically, I think October 1st is the day that they're going to start that forgiveness. You have to do an application that day. I think there's three more dates that you have to pay attention to. I can't give y'all those two off the top of my head, but yeah. That October 1st is very fucking important.
Which is next Friday?
No, next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
Next Saturday. But what it is, for one, I think the website is going to crash because you remember, might have been too young for this, but remember when the whole Obamacare website came out? And seeing that on the news.
Be on the website.
The website. Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be there.
Yeah,
I'm going to be on there just like how people
for however
sneakers.
Long it take. Yeah. However long it take to be on that website.
I'm going to try to be on there, but I wouldn't be surprised if they can't handle the bandwidth of millions of people trying to log on at once.
Jadakiss, we going to make it. Deadass. Like, it's that deep. Yeah. What's the other one?
But it's supposed to get waived 20,000 of it if you, you know, qualify for Pell Grant or I forgot what other grants. And you don't make over six figures, you should qualify for at least 20,000.
No. Not six figures. 125,000.
125.
Yeah, so.
My bad.
It's just important.
I mean, shit, if you. Okay.
And like, I don't think, and just in case you don't understand, I'm going to put it in like layman's terms. If you owe under fucking $10,000, you can have that shit clear. Go fill that shit out. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, that's it for my.
That's how wicked our society is, man. We're taught to get in debt. Bro. And then once we start our life for real, it'd be like, damn, why did I do that? I didn't have to go this route.
No, that's all right. I'm not going to lie. That might be one of the greatest American scams ever. Go to school, go to college,
work
and then pay us back. No, go to college and then pay us back. Like, we're telling you to go to college. We're telling you, like, be one-minded. Go here, and after you go here, just pay us back.
This is the way to the better life.
This is the only way that you're going to be.
Right.
Like, yo, that's insane. No, you call it crazy, but that's some smart shit. Like, yo, you won't be able to be successful. Like, you have to go here, and then you got to pay me back.
But more. What? But I'm happy more than ever now. Like, my brother's generation and the ones coming up.
Entrepreneurs.
100%. You know what I'm saying? People can say what they want about the sneaker game, for example, but that introduced the entire new business front. You know what I'm saying?
I'm slap them. Yeah. I feel you. Nah.
Even inflation is forced people to be creative and also benefit from it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because you got to figure, if y'all going to raise the price on me, I have to make more money now. So what's it going to be?
Right.
And that goes to the people who found better jobs, faked the resumes, did the scamming.
Oh, everybody fakes the resume.
Good shit.
You was the CEO of Microsoft.
Oh, okay. I thought you said me. I was like, oh my goodness, no.
Nah, resume be like, yeah, I met Obama. I'm Obama's cousin's cousin.
You ain't know I went to Harvard?
Right,
like, come on, son.
Right.
Yeah.
Took a piano class there and everything.
Yeah, no. What? Come on.
Was able to weigh checks and balances. All that. Accounts payable.
Random, are you reading anything right now?
I'm slacking in that department. I need to step it up. But I did purchase a book lately, or what was that? About maybe a couple weeks ago. It was called The N-Word. I'm curious to read it. Obviously it's about the N-Word. Okay. But what about it specifically? So I got it from the bookstore, maybe about five or six bucks. We would have to look it up right now. I would be lying to you if I knew.
I just hope it's by somebody black.
Oh, I'm absolutely. Not trying to be funny. No. It was. Saying, yeah. Like, I want to say his face was on the back of the book, so I know this is a brother.
Gotcha.
Right?
You got to make sure. I'm just saying, you know them. You know they.
I mean, the mermaid is black. Yeah.
Oh, they trying to flip it on us. Yeah.
Right.
I can't even be mad at that. Yeah, if y'all gonna make the black mermaid, we're gonna make the movie. Yeah,
nah, they said they're gonna make MLK white. I said, y'all get out of here, man.
I mean, let Zac Efron play MLK. That'd be hard.
I would officially move to a different planet.
You can't, all right.
No, well, I would move to a different planet.
So now here's
planet.
My real question. No, here's MLK my real question. We're really gonna take it there. That's not acting? A white man playing a black man? That's not acting?
Bro, that's not wild to you?
That's like, nasty that's like as common fuck.
Playing,
I'm just saying, though.
It's like common playing Hitler in a movie.
Ooh, tough. Tough. With the hat and the...
All right, we can move on. We can move on, because this is...
No, the... mad random. So, I want to let you know what I've been reading. Don't laugh. Remember how we had to talk about the marriage talk?
Yes.
So I've been reading this book called The Rib Connection, where it basically explains like the meaning of marriage, if you're built for marriage, who marriage is meant for, what have you. And the more and more I read it, it's like such a fucking 50-50, like trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. It's very interesting. Like they say that, say you're not supposed to be in a marriage. Nothing wrong with that. What that could potentially mean is that you're just meant to, it's going to sound depressing to me, but that just means that you're meant to be with God. Like you're not supposed to be for anybody else. Like God has bigger plans for you.
People have to subscribe to that theory.
Well, see, I fuck with it, but at the same time, that's depressing as fuck.
It is. I mean,
now it could be. Well, see, it could be worse. Like on some, there's nobody out there for you. But then that's also what it led me to believe. All right, so you know how they have the saying that there's like one person out there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what if that person out there for you, you never meet, the person passes away? Like, just what if there's an unfortunate circumstance where you don't meet that person?
You'll never know.
What if you're with somebody you're not supposed to be with?
Don't be with anybody at all. I guess, right?
Nah.
That'd be the solution.
Nah, see, what I think my final outcome is, you know how as a man you have the idea of like, you're supposed to, this is going to sound so crazy for me. You know you have the idea of like, you're supposed to holler at women, go on dates, da da da, have a ball. All right, so if you're wanting to have fun and have sex, like da 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 da, I think that's what you're supposed to do. I think if you really want a wife, I don't think you're supposed to look.
You're not supposed to go looking for it. Yeah. It's supposed to naturally happen on aisle 7.
I never thought about it like that, though. I thought I was like, I'm supposed to like look for a woman who has all the attributes that I know is like there. And
but sometimes you'll be surprised. You can holler at a woman and she does have all the intangibles. It can be off a DM. It could be, you know, like, hey, you had a party one day and y'all both happen to be there at the same time and y'all hit it off from there. So there are natural and organic ways it can happen, but you are not supposed to technically go like, yeah, I'm gonna go find a wife today on Pleasant Hill. Or
No, not even like that. More so, I don't want to be on social media ever trying to like
do that. Like ever again. Steph.
Yeah, because like I used to have a ball with that, but once I read and I realized like, oh, that's a big reason you're missing is because a large part of why you're looking at these women is because like one, you're attracted to them, and it's like, well, once you're attracted to them sexually, on top of that, it's not a lot of other things you're looking at. It's like you're kind of one minded.
Also, I think that theory does sub from our society, again, when it comes to the ideal life of a quote-unquote American dream. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to go to school, finish, get the 9-to-5, get the white picket fence, find a wife, have children and continue the cycle. But not everybody is accustomed to that or lives by that or subscribes to it. And that's okay, too. You know what I'm saying? There are young bachelors out here that just want to chew. Mm-hmm. There are women that want have no bondage to a man that doesn't want to maybe have kids. And that's okay also. So I think we have to get out this stigma as people that you have to find a wife or you have to find a husband. Y'all have to fall in love. This has to happen. But again, that's our generation and the ones below us. That's us realizing like, okay, our parents didn't necessarily 100% have it to get all the way together. One, and they're not right. They're not always right, too.
But it's love.
It's love.
Yeah.
It's no disrespect. It's all love.
See, I thought the most interesting question I got, and I ain't trying to, this is going to be my last thing about the book, but they said that when thinking about marriage, make sure that you're able to give what the other one needs and vice versa. Like, make sure that if you are looking for a wife, that you're able to fulfill what a wife needs. And if you're looking for a husband, make sure you're able to fulfill what the husband needs.
I think you've vetted that out.
I don't think people think like that. Like,
people don't think like
more
that.
So what can you do for me?
I never thought like that before.
Like, I thought more so like, I'm not going to lie, for like the past 3 years, I've been thinking like, well, if I'm going to have to be a man and provide and do all this shit for a woman, well, then what the is a woman going to do for me? Like, what does she bring to the table?
I think you're looking at it wrong. It should always be an addition.
Yeah, exactly.
How can we coexist together? That's, you know what I'm saying? How can we cohabitate together? How can we make each other better?
I'm like, I didn't know you was a life coach in relationships. That was beautiful. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I got my certificate.
Not that ass. You must have, because I just learned that this year, and it sounds like you've known that for some time. So, like, yeah. Congratulations.
Wise words from Trey. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I want to talk about that's happened in the past 2 months?
Yeah.
Well, people care to hear, you know, life is great for me. You know what I'm saying? I do feel like all my friends are moving away from me. But this is the age, the mid-20s, where you start to realize, you know, like, people have got their own thing going on. And that's amazing. That's brilliant. That's phenomenal. You want that. You know what I'm saying? But with that, you know, friendships, relationships, all of that stuff gets altered on the daily. So, again, I don't take it every day for granted, man. I really appreciate from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, hitting y'all in the group chat about something silly, like whatever the case may be. I always love the communication piece of talking to my people. You gotta cherish those moments nowadays, for real.
You are on a fucking roll. You gonna do an encore? Holy shit. I respect it, bro.
But life has been amazing, man. I've just been taking it one day at a time. Blessed more than anything. Happy. I don't know if y'all hear it in my voice. We're heading into, like you said, our favorite season. I'm looking forward to what next year has to bring me, too. I'm already looking ahead. I'm already looking over the hill like, boom, 2023 staring at us.
That's
people not even talking about
see,
it.
I have this thing. I have my I have my 3-year plan. I have my 5-year plan. But I fucked up and I only have one plan for next year. Like, that's my most important plan, but I don't have other plans. Mm. So I do have to get on top of that.
But what you need to do also is have a calendar. And then this helped my life become so much more organized. Just having a calendar. Plan out your written calendar, virtual. I don't really do the virtual. Bro, I like to write down.
My notes, I have a to-do in my notes.
Yeah.
It's very serious.
But I'm saying add that to dates, because once you see 2 weeks ahead, boom, I got this coming up. Let me do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just where I'm at with it mentally. It's turned out to be a lot more healthier for me, to be honest. So I've been trying to seek therapy for the longest, but I scheduled an appointment. This maybe happened about 3 weeks ago. Canceled on me. How did a therapist cancel on me? I know the therapist need therapy too.
Nah, he said you don't really need
it. But it's like, damn.
That might be a sign from God. I'm not trying to be funny. You got to look at certain things like that. I'm not saying to take it like that, but because I don't know what I don't know what your life is, but you got to think about like, well, damn, maybe I don't need therapy if
my life is the Truman Show. Y'all just be seeing what be happening.
Man, yo, I was talking to somebody about that too. Yo, speaking of, man, yo, I could ask you some random questions.
Why not?
Like, for real, how much time I got?
Come on, let's shoot the shit. What's up?
All right, so how would you spend today if you knew this was your last 24? Like, if you knew going into tomorrow, Friday, that's your last 24, how are you going into it?
I would start by trying to put a lot of sugar in my body. A lot of ice cream. Mad ice cream, mad good food.
For the whole day.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
Mad food. But I'm spending time around loved ones, man. The people that really mean the most to me. The people that's going to be in the front row when it's my time.
Hyper shit around Mom Dukes on your last day is crazy.
Right. hyper in front of everybody. It's a celebration. I don't want to go out and be like, damn. Like, that. Nah, let's embrace it. Let's enjoy it while I'm here for this last 24.
Copy.
And so the people that's in the front row, that's who I want to be around.
Copy.
What about you, King?
Call me crazy, but I had this talk with my mom because I had these random thoughts. And I asked my mom first, like, what would you want to do? Because that's my first obligation. And she said, really, I just want to sit here and, you know, just enjoy it. So I was like, well, if I have 24 hours, can I split up some of my time? Like, I come see you for a little bit and go do some other things. She was like, yeah. So I would definitely go see my mom. I feel like I would want to end my day with my mom. Mm. Let me correct that. I probably want to start my day and end my day with my mom. So I probably sleep at my mom's house that day.
I love that.
And then after that, yo, I'm waking up and I'm smoked out. I said I'm gonna feed the homeless. Somehow in between the day, it's like, because I don't know if they're going to know. Like, imagine they don't have no phones, no shit. They don't know. It's just like, boom, that's it. So it's like, I'm going to bring them some food and be like, yo, by the way, not even, I know this sounds comical.
No, that shows
character.
But like,
seriously, I'm going to drop it off and like, yo, by the way, this shit about to go down. I don't know if y'all knew. So if y'all want to go rob these stores and all, like, literally think. It sound crazy, but nigga, this is it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to pray that my nigga is free. Like, my nigga that's locked up, I'm going to pray to God that whatever day that would be a day that he's free. Because I would like to kick it with him for a little bit. I would definitely go see Makai. I would take
all this in Atlanta. I'm not trying to be funny, but Atlantic hours. Traffic.
I didn't say anything about Atlanta. I said I'm gonna feed the homeless.
Where at?
Yeah, there's people that are homeless on Pleasant Hill Road. I'm not trying to be funny. Me and my mom were talking about.
I mean,
Jimmy Carter too. Beaver.
There
Boone
are,
too.
But I think it's more scarce people? When it's compared to the streets of Atlanta. All
right, so I said I would start my day off though if I'm seeing my mom first and. I said I'm gonna go right to feed the homeless after.
Yeah, but
yeah, if it's I know if it's the last day, you think everybody going to Atlanta? You don't think everybody staying with if everybody goes to Atlanta on their last day living, son, that's
blow some hookah for the what's up?
Because that's nasty. Like I'm going to feed the homeless. What the fuck are y'all doing out here?
Right.
So nah, I would do the homeless. I'm definitely popping shrooms for at least 8 hours of the day because there's at least 4 sections in a day. Right.
This sounds like 36 hours, by the way.
6 hours.
Because again, I feel like you're being graceful when it comes to the traffic, even in Gwinnett, period.
Yo, it's going to take.
It's a task. All right,
even if it takes me 2 hours. Like, let's break it down. Yo, if I wake up at 5 a.m. and really leave a crib, I'm good to go for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But all that matters is shrooms, weed, feed the homeless, my mom. I'll be with Jaden. He'll be there. So that's that.
That's beautiful. I love that. Also, I forgot to even talk about No Trap on Sundays.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't mean to segue, but yeah, y'all pull up and show love, man. R&B Day Party. Shout out Cam Bai. Shout out Tim. You know what I'm saying? From 2 to 7 p.m. It's going to be in Atlanta. I'll drop the flyer. I've been dropping the flyer every day. So if you haven't seen it somewhere, make sure you go back and gander. You know what I'm saying? It's been on the gram every day. But y'all pull up, show some love. It's going to be some food, some drinks, some good energy. Some smoky smoke if y'all into that. Smoky some drinks. It's going to be a beautiful time, man. People are going to put on their best outfits, their best garments.
I'm wearing silk. I ain't going to say the color. I just pray you brothers out there, please don't wear no silk. No silk shirt sleeves, please.
That's going to be that real R&B. I'm not talking about Lil Baby emotionally scarred R&B. I'm talking about that vintage, that classic mid, early 2000s, all right, wait, even 90s. Let's do that.
What one song are you looking forward to hearing?
Don't do that. They gotta show up and
no,
see.
No, there's at least one song that you want to hear, though.
I don't think a specific song I want to hear. I just think I'm looking forward to hearing Mary. I'm looking forward to hear A. Marie. I'm looking forward to hear...
You're a thief.
That's all
I wanted to hear. I didn't want to hear nothing.
You asked me.
Everything else I'm cool with. But if I hear the two of them, and as soon as that Neo Stay With Me come on, it's a ill step coming on.
You got your drink and your two-step in that
God.
Moment.
It's going crazy, yeah. Tile in the air, all that.
Yeah, so I'm super elated. And to see everybody, I feel like it's been a minute since I've done an event, so I'm just looking forward to it.
Copy. I can hit you with just two more random questions,
bro. You don't have to keep asking.
This is your platform. You are a bro chilian. I don't know if I'm a bro chilian or not. So it's like,
but you honorary.
I might
bro
be
chilian.
A cousin
chilian
or something. Cousin Uncle chilian. I don't know. So it's like I'm trying to be respectable.
That's crazy. I didn't think about it that way.
You see, I'm just giving you perspective.
Yeah, friends and family.
All right, copy. So as a man, do you contemplate what your wedding will be like?
I recently started thinking about that.
What
for
do you
some
think
odd
about
reason.
If you don't mind me asking, what you think
I see
about?
I don't even see it as this huge, super celebratory wedding. I see it as very, like, incognito. Even it doesn't have to be here in the States. It can be in a different country type shit.
I want something so it's like, incognito. You know?
That is. That's out the way. It's only going to be a select few individuals that get the invite. And it's only going to be a select few people that show up.
Did you say nothing big and then say out the country?
Country is not big. I just think we're taught to think that.
Yo, what? You know, I'm going to go get married.
Listen, we live in the United States. That's ghetto here, bro. It ain't.
All right, so here's the question, though. When you say I'm out the States, are you saying overseas, like Europe or like island?
I'm thinking island more than anything. Okay. It would be more of an island feel. Right.
So mm-hmm. I assume that's definitely like early years, so you're not in no storm or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, copy. I'm just thinking. Because I think that much into weddings, not trying to be funny. Yeah. Like, I don't know since when.
Is it called a going away wedding, or what is that called?
I think that's a dope-ass wedding.
A dope-ass wedding, yeah. It's a specific phrase for it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's something that I would do, because not only are the invites to the exact people that you want to come, like, it's the people that you care about that's really there.
Would that be your honeymoon while you're out there? Because I don't know how honeymoons
work. That's a good question.
Do honeymoons really happen the day before, or is it just whenever?
I think that's a facade, because I've heard individuals, at least that I work with, they'll have the wedding, get married, and we'll have a honeymoon maybe 2 months later.
Oh, wow. Okay,
or like a 3 month, like, it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Contemplate what you do.
Because when you think of a wedding, or as a man, I'm put man shoes, you're already having to pay for the wedding band or wedding ring.
The engagement ring.
The engagement ring.
The promise ring.
We doing promise rings? I'm not trying to be funny. Like,
oh, that's just me. See, I'm trying to tell you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't. Damn. No. All right,
no problem.
That sounds like extra money to me. And then you already got to throw up money on the wedding.
She has a father, right?
Right.
I'm not trying to be fun. Like, I swear to God, because not. But there are
Playing devil's advocate. There are circumstances.
We can't. No, no, no.
No, it's not. We can't.
No, 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 no. I'm gonna tell you what we can't do. We can't say that we're the providers, and then when it's time for your manly father to provide, that he can't provide, and I'm the manly man that's supposed to provide.
I don't even think it's a matter of if he can't provide. Like, you just don't know people's situationships. So again, they may not have the best relationship with their father, or let's say
that I can't argue
their father. I don't know. It's not here. Let's just say that.
I'm paying for, like, your mom's life choices. Literally paying for your mom's life choices.
I can't say that.
No, you're literally paying for her mom's life choices.
But I'm sure it'll be some kind of contribution to the family. Like, the conversation can be had, and I feel like if money is able to be dispersed, then it should be some kind of equal playing field.
They're going to look at you like you a suck, and they get paid for the whole wedding.
Either way, that goes more to my point. You have to pay for X amount of things. On top of the honeymoon, you know what I'm saying? And let y'all not go shopping. Let y'all not go out to eat more than extra that first year. Let y'all not do, like, again, it's, and marriage is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a partnership. It's supposed to be a friendship. But I think, I don't know, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, too. That's what I will say.
Mm-hmm. You want to keep it on marriage, you want to go crazy. Which one you want to do?
Let's go crazy before we get out of here.
All right, so, what if robots replace rappers, strippers, bartenders, hairstylists, nail techs, and barbers?
Actually, there is a TV show I need you to watch. Love, Death, Robots. Every episode is different, just how that roar.
No. I watched that show.
You did watch it. So you get what I was putting out. I don't know if you've seen the episode about the customer service or customer rep robot that was almost about to kill that lady.
You know what episode it is?
I don't.
Okay, damn.
I think I want to say it's on volume 2.
I got you.
Volume 2 somewhere.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about that. Like, what are humans making robots for? If we know that robots have the... There was one robot that said, like, it wants to kill us, right? Like, it wants to be better than us or mm-hmm. something like
and
that.
And the user unplugged it and returned it back to the store?
All right, so if robots have the ability to do that, what would be our intention of making more of them? Like, what are we... Are we trying to kill ourselves?
To become more lazier and to try to kill ourselves.
No, like, forget lazier. We're going to end up dying. Yeah. They're going to kill us.
Right.
Okay, cool.
You're preaching to the choir.
I just wanted to get that out there. All right,
cool. But to answer your question one more time for the people.
Rappers, strippers, bartenders, hairstylists, nail techs, and barbers.
And you said, what if robots replace all of those?
But you know what type of robots? I'm not talking about the robots that look like fucking R2-D2. I'm talking about the robots that look like us.
I mean, I don't really see a difference at that point.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. No. But again, us as a society, we have enabled it because it's made our life easier and simpler. But at the same time, it's made our life complicated as well. So again, there's going to be a lot of, even now currently, there's a lot of departments or careers or jobs that don't have that same role as they may have had 5-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because robots.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's sad in a way. You know, it's beneficial to us, but at the same time, it's very disgusting. It's disturbing.
Not only robots, software is replacing people.
Yeah,
that is hilarious to me. Like, we're gonna create something that makes the job so much easier that we can actually just
press a button.
We could just take this task and put it on somebody else who has a more important task than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this is a different world we living in.
But put it like this, I'm never trusting a barber. Trusting a robot to cut my hair.
You don't think he would be programmed think about him having a setting for you.
I mean,
like, no, really think about that. Like, I'm only going to cut Trey's hair like this anytime he goes.
See, at that point, the way they get us, then it's a membership, then you have to pay monthly. Then months you don't even need
for
haircuts.
A perfect haircut.
But if it needs to remember your name in the system, you have to be a member. Like, I just see it unfolding.
$50 a month.
I just see it.
$50 a month.
Hell no.
For a perfect cut?
Hell no. Again, technology is not perfected. It will never be perfected because it's human made, correct?
But you fuck with this iPhone like it's godly.
I don't. I just see it for what it is, as a computer in our hands. Okay. And I don't think we've come to that realization, at least the average person, the average Joe. But going back to my original point, technology will never be perfected. So there is a such thing as system glitches. There is a such thing as bugs.
We're always going to have that.
There's such things as the device crashing.
Humans do that.
We do.
What's the difference?
It's no difference, and that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. So I don't subscribe to let me let this robot taper fade me up because my braids I've been growing for the past 2 years, we ain't doing that, King.
But you don't think his efficiency rate would be better than that of a human?
It may be, but I'm old-fashioned if you call it that. Just call me an old man.
See, I understand denying the stripper. Like, that's the only one I would probably deny. Like, everything else, like, I don't want to hear the stripper or the rapper. Excuse me. I don't want to see the stripper nor hear the rapper. But a bartender, a hairstylist, a nail tech, and a barber, they sound like they would go crazy as robots.
They're all telling you much. That's the crazier part. It's going to be a setting to where it changes its personality depending on who it is.
You know what a robot nail tech would do to women?
Clean them up in probably 5 minutes. Manicure, pedicure, all that. Done in 5 minutes.
You know how quick you would get your drink from a robot bartender?
Less than probably a minute. But there are restaurants, even now, I don't know if you've been seeing people post.
No, I don't want the robot that's... I want the robot that's a human.
It's the same thing.
No, because that makes me... Well, they're both scary, but the human at least makes me like, I could be wrong.
No,
this could be a human.
The human robot wouldn't even make me go outside. Like, if we had iRobots, like, literally...
No, I don't mean iRobot. No, I mean a robot that look like... Like, we're going to get there where the robots look like us type shit. I'm talking about that.
Like, the robot look like Nas coming to us. And
yes!
Nah, we ain't doing that.
You... Where do you think we taking
it? I mean, no. That's where they're taking it, but that's not what I'm doing. Okay, again, I'm cooking my own food at the crib at that point. I'm growing my own food.
Got you. Okay.
Which I should be doing anyway. But
that's all I got for you.
I love this episode. How you feel about it? I feel like it was pretty unique.
Man, it's funny because I'm on it, so I wouldn't know till I listened to it.
Okay. Yeah, this was very nervous for me. But at the same time, super excited because I haven't talked to y'all in a while. I miss doing the podcast every week, and that is coming back. And again, man, Scott, I miss you. Love you, bro. Hit me up. It's all love. But do you have any sleepers or anything?
I got a song because it looks like we missing Scott right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
You going to play that September by Earth, Wind & Fire?
Nah, see, that would be too...
Let me tell you how influential you are. And no, I told you this off mic.
It's
Earth, Wind, and Fire, but at the same token, when you posted that, my algorithm, the people that we follow in common, they started posting that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Bro, that's not what it is. But my nigga Scotty,
with the shoddy.
I'm just saying, Scott.
Scale.
That's it, you know? But real deal, like, please do let us know, because it's like, I got some flight vouchers, and I would love to take a flight to Arizona. I heard y'all got the dispensaries out there. Y'all have, like, 2 or 3 sports teams. Please talk to your boy.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess talk to y'all next week. Appreciate the first-timers, last-timers, and in-betweeners for tapping in. Like I said, this sabbatical is coming to an end. I am back. We are back. Till next time. Bro Chillians out.